T-R-O with the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fall
in the
pressure.
What we doing? We gotta unload all this stuff. It's stressful.
Like
a desire, man. I'm just saying.
I just want to, first of all, be able to first call out that there's a distinction between desire and arousal. Right?
Okay.
And just also to just lay a little bit of foundation just to try to, again, I'm here to try to educate everybody, right? So, desire, you know, is really, well, first of all, let me back up with that. I have actually a question for you guys, because, you know,
sure.
I respect your mind.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is a woman's largest sexual organ?
Her largest sexual organ?
Skin. That's a good guess.
It's close, but I don't know. What that mouth do? I don't know. I mean, what you want me to do?
An organ.
I don't breathe oxygen. I don't know. Whatever, dog. I'm stuck.
It's the brain.
I was going to say that. It's too obvious, though.
I mean, I was expecting. I was hoping that you were going to put. That's okay, though.
I was thinking with the brain, though. I was thinking with the brain. Trust me, I was.
I believe you.
It's at the top of my mind.
No, it's the brain. It's definitely the brain. And it's, you know, that's so important to understand, really. The brain, right, triggers. And that's where desire is, you know, kind of manifested and all held, right? It's in your brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, dealing with all these competing factors you have going on. And your brain actually is what signals your body to go ahead and tell it to do all the magical things that it needs to happen in order for you to have sexual intercourse or,
right,
or anything we do, right? Our brain is the driving force, right? So, so I was thinking about this before we came here. And so when I have parties later and I talk to my ladies, I usually provide the analogy of women being like ovens and men being like microwaves, right?
We
need a little more time to warm up, get ready, and get functional. But I was like, I'm going to be talking to my dudes now. I wanted to try to come up with a different analogy, and I figured sports, right? Y'all love sports, right?
We do.
So you wouldn't have like LeBron or Tom Brady go straight from the locker room straight onto the court or onto the field, right? And just go thinking they're going to run up the scoreboard and make football touch on all that stuff, right?
That's fair.
They go, they take their time, they stretch, right? Warm up.
Fair.
And they give themselves, their bodies and their muscles, the opportunities that they need to warm up, get that blood flowing,
mm-hmm,
so they can get the optimal performance out of that experience, right?
So we stretching?
You should be. You're going to put some work in.
Wait a minute. Free game. Pressure applied. Bruh, she said you got to stretch.
No, you don't have to literally stretch.
No, you're for real. You're for real. You're not even playing.
I mean, it depends.
You come out in a joke, bro.
Look, it depends on where you at. You know what I'm saying? Where your level is. But I'm not telling you to necessarily go stretch, but definitely do take the opportunity I don't want to generalize anybody's, you know, orientation or preferences or what have you, regardless of who your partner is, man or woman. But if you're dealing with a woman, it behooves the both of you to take that 15 to 20 minutes that doctors recommend for some sort of foreplay. And so the opportunity for a body's woman to warm up and let the blood flow like it needs to, provide the sensation to the nerve endings, that the 8 to 12,000 nerve endings we have in our clitoris, all of the things, the magical things that should happen.
Wait a
minute. It needs that 15 to 20 minutes to warm up, to engage and get that blood flowing.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
You're talking about, listen, I'm going to get into my topic in a little bit. We ain't going to go there right now, but we got some stuff we got on our minds, too.
Okay.
We hear about y'all.
That's what we're here for.
That's fascinating what you're saying. Don't get me wrong. Love it. But we got some stuff, too.
Okay.
So that's good. It's good to hear from your perspective of that, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for, man.
That's what's up, man.
So, like I said, giving yourself that time, again, like this doctor recommended, right?
Mm-hmm.
It really enhances and changes your whole sexual encounter, and I promise you. So, again, you're trying to, like I said, just use that analogy. You saw LeBron, he wouldn't run out there risking, you know, injuring himself. He's not going to get his optimal performance out of his experience if he doesn't take the opportunity to warm up and, like I said, give those muscles and everything all the opportunity that they need to warm up.
So,
and women are the same way.
I got a quick question. When is this stretching supposed to take place? I don't even know right now.
You keep staying on that stretching.
I'm just saying because, listen, I'm in the situation, right? All right, cool.
Focus on the warm up. And that's the foreplay.
Okay.
So
you still got to stretch, though. You said stretch.
That's on you. You want to stretch.
I'm going to stretch, bro. I got to stretch. I'm trying to lean
stretch,
in it.
Flex, whatever you need to do.
Hey,
Hey. But I'm just trying to, again, just emphasize the significance of, you know, I know there's some people that don't really care for oral favors or performing them, I should
this
say.
This is true.
And like I said, you denying yourself, you're cheating yourself, honestly. That's so okay. I just wanted to put it out there and just make sure that everybody's aware of that. But just a couple of different forms of foreplay. It doesn't always have to be about oral favors. And actually, do you mind raising your sleeve up for me?
Raising sleeve up?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wanted to show you something real quick.
I don't like needles. Cool. Wait a minute. Don't fuck. Listen. I got witness. It's on live for real, for real.
So another form of foreplay that's not specifically just, you know, oral favors, oral sex, is massage. Sensual massage is a huge way to stimulate that blood flow and get the body, you know, like I said, warmed up and get that. Get the body warmed up for.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What are we doing?
So okay, yeah. Let me explain to you what I'm about to do before I do it to you. You're right. You're right. Okay. So
listen, man. Don't be just having her doing any and everything to you, bro. You better than that. You better than that. Listen, so actually, my dude. You better than
minute,
that.
Wait a minute.
Set boundaries. Pineapples, bro. Straight up, pineapples. Don't play with me. What we doing?
So actually, that's a really good point as well. Alex, right. You definitely want to have established communication, right? With your partner, you want to have open and honest communication with them. That is so important. And you definitely, so you want to keep those lines of communication open so they know what you like and don't like. And okay. You know, like you said, when it's ready, stop. So before I scare you.
No, I'm with it. You just gotta prepare me. You gotta let me know. Prepare me.
I got you. Okay. I got you. So thank this you. Right here is actually, it's called Burning Desire.
Burning Desire.
And it is one of my most popular items that I carry as a consultant, that I sell as a consultant. And what it is a candle that's soy based, right? It's not made of wax. It's made of soy massage oil. So it's specifically made to be lit and poured on your skin. So it's going to heat up to a comfortable temperature. I promise you, it's called Burning Desire. It's a soy based candle. And like I said, that's why I lit it a couple minutes ago.
I never heard of that before. I really haven't.
Yeah, I know. Cause you never, you know, been to my parties, you know, or nothing like that, but
you're not invited. You're not going to go there.
I got told you. That's what I'm here for. I know you always ask if you can help.
Listen, man, I do. I always offer to help. Anybody needs some helping hand at the party, I'll pour some soy based candle, whatever, on something like that, and I'll stretch. I promise you, I'll stretch. For real.
We're not stretching. So anyway, I want to go ahead and actually, in addition to the Burning Desire, actually, these are our gloves. These are called In Good Hands.
Okay.
So you can see from the front to the back, they have multiple different surfaces, nubs, etc., depending on what kind of massage you're trying to give.
Okay.
So, and it's open finger, so, you know, fits a variety of sizes of hands. Hmm. So anyway, we're going to pour this on you real quick. Trust me, right? I'm not going to burn you. So you're right, I ain't burning you, right? You're fine, right? But just providing
that's nice.
Yeah, right? So
that's real nice.
So just giving
wait a minute, what you doing?
I'm trying to rub. I'm sorry. I don't want it to
you talking. You up here, listen, man. Cut it.
No,
cut it.
Air, right? So this right here, just like I said, just gives your partner an opportunity to get the blood flowing.
Yeah, I feel like the different jumps too.
Right. You know, okay. The different textures or whatever. And just real quick, this I go do too much to you. We got a show to do. But
this is the show. Bring your own vibe. You bring in the vibe.
So I just wanted to show you and let you feel it, you know what I'm saying, and let you see, like I said, and just having that opportunity to spend that time.
Okay.
Like I said, that 15 to 20 minutes before you're ready to get into the business.
Okay.
To, like I said, stimulate the blood flow, get the nerve endings open and wake them up. Again, it just really enhances everything, gets everything flowing.
Okay.
So in addition to that, also too, I have some other some aids as well. In addition to the Burning Desire, I also have some other oil, massage
What's
oil.
That? What's that?
This is actually called it's Healy Massage Oil, and it's actually infused with, it's called Hella Libido. Ooh, and there's
I know libido.
Yes, exactly. There's natural essences
hold on,
and oils
hold on,
in
hold
there.
Hold on. Everybody's not up to speed.
With libido.
Slow it down, just speed it back up. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. So
go ahead, man. Like, for real, we don't do it, they're gonna be like,
you're right. I'm sorry. So your libido is your sex drive, right? It's the arousal that you have and that you carry on, right? So again, so like, so this right here, this massage oil that's also infused with essential oils that are made to help increase and extend your libido. So it's another option you can use instead of the Burning Desire, especially if that's something that you're trying to really. Oh, okay, it's not open, so
it's all right. It don't matter. I'm opening it soon. I'm gonna put it right over here by the Duce. Well, I'm stretching.
So in addition to that, for women in particular, well, not just women in particular, but we have a few items that are enhancement products, right? So they're for women. So a couple of them are for women, and one of them is for men and women, actually. Okay. It's unisex. And they are enhancement products that actually, again, they help stimulate that blood flow. Mm. You put it on either your clitoris or on the shaft of the penis or on the head or the testicles. Mm. And that's, so for the one that's unisex, that's O. Ooh. This is O right here. And it's actually, again, it's it provides that stimulation. It increases the blood flow, gets those nerve endings open and working. And so what you want to do.
I'm excited. This, my nerve endings.
So O is something like, again, you know, if you, typical mom right at home, you know, getting the kids ready, getting everybody ready, your boo comes, they text you and they're like, okay, I'm on my way home. I'll be home in 15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to go ahead and, you know, most days, right? Typical Tuesday, right? You're trying to get the kids situated, whatever.
Oh, what? You
got the club going up on a Tuesday.
Yeah, here we go.
you're trying to take care of business, make sure everybody in the household is straight and taken care of. May not necessarily be in the mood, right, as a female. So, okay, like I said, you get the text.
Male.
That's true. As a male, too. You're absolutely right. But you get that text saying your boo's coming home. They'll be home in 15 minutes, right? Mm-hmm, so you want to go upstairs, get you about a pea-sized amount of this, dab it on either your clitoris, or I guess, like you said, if a man, you can put it on your penis as well, and it'll just, again, about 30 seconds into it, you'll feel like a very cooling sensation.
Not like Bengay. I don't like
Bengay. No, we're not doing the Bengay.
I'm
no.
serious, though. I don't want to do no Bengay, bro.
So Bengay, I've been using it a long time,
yeah,
but
that's old stuff.
That's
man.
It goes from cold to hot, right?
I don't know, but it was hot. Not cool.
So that's not Bengay. These items are specifically designed for sexual arousal.
I like
right?
it. I like
exactly.
it.
So, and actually, too, and if you don't like the cooling sensation, I have another one that provides a little bit of a heating sensation as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's excitement. Ooh. So we have a variety of things, like, and just these little aids, like I said, they kind of just, again, get the blood flowing, get the nerve endings open and working and open, so that when your boo comes home, you're ready to roll. Now if he gets caught up in a traffic accident, you might be ready to hump the doorknob, but you know, at least
listen,
you know it's doing its job.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you what, Adam and Eve has not went out of business. No other sex store has been out of business. They even have, didn't they have COVID, like, restrictions?
So during COVID, actually, initially in the beginning of COVID, we weren't really sure how that was going to play out, but we actually, Pure Romance was deemed an essential company because of the fact that, you know, they know people need to be having orgasms and
all
stuff
the
like
time.
To be staying happy.
Say it to the camera, please.
Seriously.
I be trying to educate people. I mean, listen, you have to have one.
No joke. They are so good for your health, and that's, all jokes aside, there's medical studies that support that. They help battle and combat depression.
Mm-hmm.
They help your cholesterol. They help your digestion. Mm-hmm. They help you just in general to stay younger. You know, just everything, again, with the blood flow, with
everything.
It just makes you a happier, all well rounded.
Makes you
person.
A better person.
It really does.
It really
no
does.
Jokes aside.
Like,
there are really health benefits to
I
having
just see
orgasm.
People like really, really mad, and then they get one, and then they're really, really cool.
Right, just skipping around,
like,
just jumping, picking
you?
Flowers
right.
and shit, right?
Man, listen. Mostly can be bad. Bad. Hey, mommy, go downstairs. We're going to go to bed. You're really bad right now.
But just a couple other things just real quick, and we can actually go ahead and get to the, I know we're getting on with time. Just another thing too. So, you know, I didn't want to leave. Let me go back to O. So O actually comes in flavors. We have vanilla frosting. And, you know, so if ever, you know, your man, your buddy, your partner, whoever is ready to, you know, eat the cake, you got the frosting already on the cake, right? But also,
it's like a topping.
It is a topping for sure. And, you know.
Is it a good topping?
Is vanilla frosting. Who don't like vanilla frosting?
Well, there's some people just like chocolate frosting.
There's some people. Okay, you're right. We don't have any chocolate flavored.
Is any of that coming soon? Or
I guess we can put that out to the board of directors and see what they think about that.
They need to email some suggestions. If you have a topping suggestion, please let us know.
Okay.
BYOvibe@gmail.com. Send a suggestion. I don't know.
Yeah, for the other oral flavors, if you're going to be doing oral flavors on your partner that has a penis, we also have another item that can really assist with that. It's called Great Head.
What's that?
Great Head is actually
Yo, my man, yo, for real, that was a really natural reaction. I said it in my mind. It came out of my mouth. Like, for real. My bad. Go ahead. You got it.
No, it's cool. So Great Head actually comes in a variety of flavors.
Yes,
I have strawberry actually with me tonight. Uh-huh. We have there's lemon flavor. There's green apple as well. And what it does is actually it relaxes the gag muscles in the back.
You keep laughing on the good parts. Finish it, ma'am. Finish it. I'm sorry. He gagging on
it's,
the what?
It's your reaction, dude. You throwing me off. It relaxes the gag reflex in the back of your throat.
So messed up.
Right.
Her shit's all right.
And so it doesn't numb the muscles, but again, it just relaxes them that it takes the job out of blowjob, right? It makes it a lot easier for you.
I think you just like sold that product for me. Say it again, man. Coin that. That's you.
It takes the job out of blowjob.
Bing. Again. You say it again, you hit him again. Takes the job at a blowjob. You know what? Women right now be like, you know what? This may not be that bad. I may get something out of this. You know what?
I mean, and also too, right? I mean, doesn't strawberry taste better than the typical penis flavor, right?
I don't know. Why are you asking me this? What are we doing? You went left. Okay, you got the female audience with that. I don't know nothing about
I'm
that.
Sorry.
I don't care about nothing.
You're right. You're
listen.
Right. I'm sorry.
Derail, man. Derail. Abort. Abort, bro.
You're right. Let me take that back. I'm used to
take it back.
Other females.
Take it back.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So strawberry flavor is definitely a much better tasting flavor than penis. So it just
I come across people that say they like chocolate. I'm just saying. They were like, yo, you want chocolate? No, I don't want the light chocolate. I like the dark chocolate. Okay. I see them a lot. That's all I know. Dark chocolate's in. One time it was butterscotch, dog. You remember that butterscotch day? It was butterscotch. In high school, it was butterscotch day all the time. Butterscotch was running it. Light skin, this. Braids, this. Bet that. Run it right now. Chocolate season, bruh. Capricorn all day.
The last thing I wanted to show you real quick, and just to help with that, to stimulate that that arousal that can help trigger the desire in your brain. Mm-hmm. Last thing is, I don't think a lot of people are aware of the fact that women are 80% of women require clitoral stimulation in order to achieve orgasm. However, there are a lot of lucky women that are able to achieve orgasm from nipple stimulation as well. Mm-hmm. So another fun item here called Bosom Buddy. Excuse me. Bosom Buddy is actually a rub that you can put on the nipples, and it assists in helping women achieve the clitoral orgasm.
So let's back this up a little bit, because I think you went over a lot of people here, because we take it for granted, because we do understand. I understand my realm. And I know you. I'm good over here. I'm comfortable, okay. You know. And I incorporate things in my situation if I so choose. If I want to, I don't have to. But there's some people who don't know certain things. And one of those things that men didn't even know that I've came across that they literally told me, like, I didn't know that they can come from clitoral stimulation and penetration and nipple stimulation. There's different ways that women have orgasm.
Absolutely. You're actually absolutely right. So, yes, clitoral stimulation, vaginal when we're able to come from vaginal penetration, that's less occurring if with vaginal, except the clitoral, like I said, that's 80% of women. Nipple stimulation as well, also too, allows women to have orgasms as well, and they can have full body orgasms as well. Mm-hmm. So, and they can be going on simultaneously, right? Right. And that's when you're really having fun, right?
Right. Listen, man, it's a good time.
You're getting all the eyes cooking.
Listen,
at the same
time. You're down here, you're up there, you're over there, this leg there, and that there.
Just let it go, have a good time. Man. So, but again, yeah, absolutely, yeah, you're times. Right. You're absolutely right. Now, a lot times. Of people are not aware of that. Mm-mm. And again, that's not something that every woman is able to do. And also too, just wanted to put this out there as well, you know, again, as I mentioned earlier, for women, our brain is our biggest sexual organ, so mm-hmm. it really requires that we are in a right state of mind, and that we are actually establishing that connection with our partner as well to be able to get to that point. And again, we're going back to talking about the warming up, talking about spending that 15 to 20 minutes
right.
to allow women to get comfortable and to get prepared for what y'all about to do. Again, it just, in addition to physically enabling your body, a woman's body, to do what it needs to do, mm-hmm. it mentally and emotionally kind of puts us in a better position as well to have the opportunity to connect and build that bond and that intimacy.
Okay.
So right?
Let me ask you a question. So, you know, you got to get warmed up like a Chevy. This is a box Chevy. You got to warm that thing up, man. It is what it is. I'm working, though. I'm working.
My man, listen. We're not going to compare women to Chevy.
No,
we're not.
But it's
not.
Yeah, we're not. We're not. No. Some of them don't got some Chevy boxes. Call that mercy. Some of them just be right, too, bro. I'll be like, yo, I'm riding Chevy tonight. But for real. These fools is crazy. But no, like, how, if I'm at work and she's at work or at home and I'm at home, whatever the case may be, how can I stimulate her while I'm over here and they're over there? Like, I mean, that's a daily struggle I'm sure people are dealing with. How would you suggest that if a man has to work and she's over there and you guys are separated and you know you're trying to get it in tonight and you got to get warmed up, when, where, what should we do?
So, I mean, wait till that time comes, right? I mean, okay, you know, you both will be home and free at 9 o'clock. Whatever, okay. You know, for instance, whatever. So, like I said, that's when you go ahead about 8:55 or so.
Yeah, my kids go to bed 8:30.
Go ahead and get that O. Get that O going. And like I said, that can go in. Like I said, it only takes about 30 seconds for it to really start to penetrate and stimulate and start to work in. Mm-hmm. And also, too, I'm sorry, I forgot. For one other thing, too, one other item I have is AMP. And AMP is similar to O, except it's just a gel-based, and it's just not any flavor to it or any odor to it for people that are more sensitive. Yeah. But, yeah, like 5-10 minutes before y'all ready, you know, okay. And yeah. And it's kind of crazy and kind of sad sometimes. We have to be like, okay, we're going to make an appointment or make a date, you know, be able to get time. But if it's important to you, if it's a priority to you in your relationship, then that's what you'll do, right?
Well, some women are nervous because they poom-poom sensitive. Well, they'd be like, my poom-poom sister.
So then maybe just a minute or two before then it's time. Okay, or, you know, then maybe then. Because like I said, it only takes about 30 seconds for it to activate and start working. So.
Don't worry about it.
And if they're,
I'm going to wait 30 seconds.
Look, if they're sensitive, it's.
I'll time it. I got my watch, for real. I got a black diesel watch. This joint right here with time. And it works. You said 30 seconds, right? 31 seconds, we got a problem.
And again, so it's not even necessarily about the sensitivity. But if you do have somebody sensitive, then that's when they want to probably use the AMP versus any of the other products. But again, this is really just focusing on trying to get that desire working, right? If you use the opportunity to go ahead and trigger your body and kind of take control of the situation, right? Use the opportunity to trigger your body to initiate that arousal, and that will help kind of flip your brain on to getting to that desire. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a cycle, I guess, if you will.
That's good. That is good. And Natasha, I appreciate you. We're going to take a little break. You know, we didn't get to our session, but I'm glad that we had this conversation. This was good. This is eye-opening. This is what is put the foot in the door, man. But coming up, man, we got Kotar and Conversation on the Rocks. Los Vegas over there to the left. My man Ice to the right. Yeah. About to get busy, man. It's going to be a good show. Please stay tuned. Highlighting these young men's bright, bright future. Small businessman support. Please stay tuned. We're going to lock you in. Appreciate you guys tuning in. It's Pressure and Natasha.
I ain't perfect, it's a lot that I don't know. But I ain't afraid to learn, I still can grow. Still the same girl, with the same heart. Though my thoughts be in the dark. As I am. As I am. As I am. As I am. That's who I am, and even for me to accept. No, I try to do it solo, but deep down I love the help. Get to see into the minds of other folks is really something. Got you thinking it's a possibility that you're insane. Get to see into their brains, and their ways start to explain. When you're closest, like they're the ones to understand your pain. They your backbone, they'd enter the trap phone. Ever get into some shit, my baby get a act on. I always love her, and she been like that. I can bet that me and her will always win like that. Cause together we are problem and they won't like that. But if we ever going through it, I'ma be right back. Bet you never seen nobody have your back like that. And if I asked to keep it real, she'll hit me with straight backs. That's all facts. Somebody got a problem, I bet they gon' back up. I ain't no city girl, but for her I'll act up. I ain't perfect, it's a lot that I don't know. But I ain't afraid to learn, I still can grow. Still the same girl, with the same heart. Though my thoughts be in the dark. As I am, as I am, as I am, as I am. She gon' ride, she gon' slide, she gon' die for me. Always down, even when she cannot vibe with me. Ain't met nobody with that loyalty. Gave me everything I need, yeah, she love to spoil me. Let me piss her off, though, and I bet she'll start ignoring me. I also bet that if we split, there ain't no getting over me. It's all good. Calm down, take a breather, roll a J up, it's a creeper. Hit that shit and calm your nerves while Alina in these speakers. A bit of a hard to reach her, but I still relate. Make me feel a lot, but I know it won't be hate. Got a lot to say, but don't see them in my face. Haters got a lot to say, but don't see him roll this way. Ain't no fake. I just wanna put a pillow all up in your face. Cause some is near, I'm diving deep up in your lake. Got you gripping hard, don't know how much you can take. So what you say? I ain't perfect, it's a lot that I don't know. But I ain't afraid to learn, I still can grow. Still the same girl, with the same heart. Though my thoughts be in the dark. as I am. As I am. As I am.
Welcome back, man. Welcome back to Bring Your Own Vibe, BYOV. I'm your host, Pressure, with the lovely Natasha. How's it going?
Good, man. That was really fun.
That was. It was a good first set, man. We about to get into the next set. We got here on the set, Conversation on the Rocks, man. Got the legendary Iceman over there, and we got your man, Los Vegas, over there, man. What's going on, man?
We good. How y'all doing, man?
Appreciate the invite, man, and it's a pleasure to be here.
No doubt, man. You know how we do, man. We always give back to the community, man. We've been rocking with y'all for a minute. You know, we've been planning this thing out through 2020. I know you guys have your first season last year, very successful, man. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. How's that feel, man?
Man, that feel good. Like I said, anybody's been following us, and everybody is probably just catching on now. Like, it's been something we've been waiting for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Right. Been talking about it for this is a project like 5 years, 6 years ago. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's good, and it's good to do with my man too.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, man, it feel great. You know, just when you have an idea and you see it come into fruition,
right?
And you knew years ago, like this idea is actually 8-9 years old. You know what I mean?
Okay.
COVID just presented the perfect landscape for, like, I can't make any more excuses. Why not just do the shit right now? You know what I mean?
Right.
And to see where we at now, so we on the radio.
It was a good day today. I mean, even Natasha was like, you know, she felt real good, didn't you? I mean, you hit me up, like, hey, this feels good. It's just good.
Yeah. And I think we had the conversation as well, just talking about just the current times that we're in and with COVID and quarantine, right, how that's really been an impetus for people to go out and kickstart their dreams, right? Whatever they project they've been saying, one day I'm going to get to. Like, this is the day.
Exactly.
Waiting for
if it ain't if it ain't now, then when?
Yeah, exactly.
Bro, you had the whole time to sit at home. Yeah. Like, a whole year to sit at home. Right. If you're still sitting at home, it's a problem.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. That's crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, if you didn't even have no dream. I think a lot of people just more scared to step out there, which I get a little bit. But, I mean, like you said, who wants to sit at home and think about, like, shoulda, coulda, woulda, been here, this and that. So nobody wants time for that.
Yeah. But that's huge, right? I think that's what keeps a lot of people stuck, right? That fear, right? Yeah. And we doubt and fear ourselves so much.
And we gotta get past it.
Yeah, and until you get out there and try and see what's gonna happen, you don't know, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know for us, man, it was like, I wanted to be this way. I wanted to look like this. Right. I wanted to be this perfect, but that was just bullshit because you don't know what it's like until you actually do it. You know what I mean? Right. So, and you can always make it better as you go on.
Yep,
you know what I mean? There's always room for improvement. So
there's a saying that we say, you know, in one of our other businesses, Generational Wealth Investment Group, 100%. Man, paralysis by analysis, right? So overthinking something to the point where you don't even move, right? You're just sitting there and you're just cooling, like, you know what, it's all right. I'm just going to think it out and I'm going to write it down one day, and one day you just don't. And then all of a sudden, something pop up, you hit that. Now you're not going right back to what you was trying to do before. So just moving and motivating. Yeah. I'm super, super proud of you guys. You know, I'm loving what you guys are doing.
I appreciate
you guys looping me in with, you know, Bobby Soul.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know, I'm going to take the oop. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take the oop.
As you should. Like, that's what it's about, man. Like, I be telling people, like I said, collaboration is way better than competition. You know what I mean? If I can't win with the people around me, and you know, like, when I make my first million, it's going to be lonely. Why not make $1 million with my niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Indeed. And you know what? When we came in here, you know, the Rhythmics family welcomed us. It was very cool. You know, I met with Bobby. I met with JB. Yeah. Even, you know, at 10 o'clock, it was, Tuesday, 10 o'clock, you know, Two Guys Bull Chat, man. That was our first, me and Tosh's first interview, man. It comes on every Sunday. 10 a.m. 10 a.m. With JB and Torque, man.
Yeah, I saw that one.
It was all, yeah, all good,
love,
man.
Yeah, I saw all that one.
Never
yeah,
sat good. Down. Yeah. Never did nothing. They don't know yeah. me for nothing, but it was a good vibe, man. It was a good family. You
all
know?
Love. Yep.
So you know, even last night I was listening to what was it Monday? I think it was Bobby Soul's No Tomatoes.
No Tomatoes.
Yeah. No
yeah,
Tomatoes.
I've been checking that out too,
right, man. And they got some fire Joseph on there, man. Like my like real my intro came from you know something they have in their repertoire, man. I don't even know Youngin. Shouts out to what is it Metro 703. You know, pressure, bro.
It sounded like it made sense, though.
Bro, it felt, dog. Yeah. JB was like, I got something for you. He dropped that joke at the end. Yeah. He ain't prep me. I was like, oh, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? That's when you know on the right path,
yeah, things just keep falling into alignment. I think we both talked about that, right? Just things get just signs and synchronicities, let you know you're on the right path, right?
Pressure, man.
And I mean, that's how, we was just talking there when we was coming over here. I was like, yo, like, this is how we starting off 2021. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you said, we're out here doing what we want to do, how we like to do things, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, the concept of the whole show, and like I said, you know, we was in the back. I was trying to keep quiet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I like the vibe of it, man. So, yeah, great topics, yeah. So, we definitely... You know.
So that's what we're trying to bring, you know, to the family, to you know, Rhythmix Radio over here. You know, if you ain't got rmxradio.com, you know, click the link live, man. Hit my man up. Good family over here, man. Woodbridge, we out here. But nothing all but day. Love. You know, I caught, you know, the FBCL radio hosted by Tracy Clark and Bishop, man. And, you know, I'm not able to get to churches as often, or I should, but, yeah, you know, right. they have something on Tuesdays, right? And so we talked, you know, I think it's Thursdays. I'm sorry. Thursday is 7 p.m.
I think it is Thursdays.
You know, and I listened to those, and it was good. It was uplifting. You know, it was uplifting. So, you know, we all have different walks of life, and I think we're all brought to him here for a purpose. So I'm glad you guys are able to join us. But, tell me a little bit more about Conversation on the Rocks. Like, what motivated you guys to start this? Like, what is your guys' premise of the show?
Yeah.
For all those who didn't know.
Man, honestly, this is something Ice actually brought to me a while back anyway. You know what I'm saying? Just first, we was just going to do, like, a comedy joint at first. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to just run around, film me, you know what I'm saying, just doing me. If anybody's been watching the show, y'all already know, you know what I'm saying, I got a wild little spit with me or whatever like that. So,
right.
That's how I started. And then, like you said, like I said, you know, we was going through things. He had his own life going on. I had my own life going on. Then we linked back up again, and he was talking about this Conversations on the Rocks. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then when he was explaining it to me, I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, that sounds good. And then, you know, after a while, it was just, you know, like I said, we was tired of making excuses.
Right.
With the whole COVID thing that happened, it couldn't have came really at a better time, honestly. You know what I'm saying? I was just getting back from Jersey at the time and stuff like that. We sat down. He was like, yo, I got a camera. I was like, yo, I got a spot. I got a couch.
No, oh, that's what it was?
Yeah.
Free game. He just said, listen, camera and a couch. Roll me out.
I mean, it was because, like I said, we talked about it for so long.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, it's even now or never. You know what I'm saying? Like, either we're going to continue to make these excuses and watch somebody else take our idea, you know what I'm saying, and run with it, or we do it.
Gotcha, that's real.
So just say what you just said. What is your idea? What's your vision? What's your picture? What is the show? Like, what are you trying to
do? It's more like a barbershop talk. I just ran off. But don't worry about it. Yeah. it's more like a barbershop feel. Like, everybody can chime into it. You know what I'm saying? We talk about everything from politics, entertainment, you know what I'm saying, sports, questions, relationships, you know what I'm saying? Now that we know you, sex, and some old shit, you know what I'm saying? And that's really what it is. We went a radio show that everybody, or a show that everybody can chime into, where everybody can come and just, you know, it's like therapy, really, for especially black folks. Mm-hmm. Be able to get on there and just say whatever the fuck you want to say.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or have an opinion and nobody get mad. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be a discussion. We can all disagree, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, I mean,
and I think that's a good thing about here at Rhythmix, right? You're able to be who you want to be, right?
Yeah.
We're so caught in the daily, you know, everyday mundane. We're taught to code switch so much that after a while, stuff just start blurring together, right?
You're programming.
Proper here. Yeah. You can be like your man's over there. And you, like, Ice, you know me. You know how I go. I got to go this way. I got to do this. But then I got to go over here and do that, you know, on our daily job.
Right.
So being able to have a platform like this, talk, talk your talk, actually have something to say and be like, you know what, I can just be me.
Yeah, you're not prohibited. You're not prohibited,
man. Right. And it's good. I love it. Some people, you know, some people cringe and, you know, but this is what we feel.
Yeah.
This is the real me. You wanted to see it. This is what it is.
But
you don't
somebody
like
else
too.
Feel the same way. Right. You know what I mean? Right. That's the thing. Somebody else out there feels just like us, but they don't know how to speak it out or maybe afraid to. So,
right.
You know, it really is free space.
You're absolutely right. That's something I tell my 8-year-old daughters.
Okay.
And I tell people at my job, my full-time government job, like, you never know when you speak on something, ask a question, whatever, that you might be afraid to ask. Somebody else got the same question. Right. Somebody else is wondering the same thing that you're asking. That's thinking real. The same thing. So until you be a leader and step up and put there it you out go. Your mouth, you know what I'm saying? And you're educating somebody else around you.
There you
know?
Go.
And to answer your question, like, kind of like with the vision or where it came from, it was just like an idea. Shout out to Swift Cheeto. Some of my homies who we came up with the years ago, and
right.
like I've been trying to start it like this year, that year, and it just didn't work out. The scheduling didn't work. I was making excuses. People I was working with was making excuses. So really it was a conversational piece where it's kind of like how you said, you're in a barbershop, you're having a regular conversation, but this is what we do on a regular basis. Right. And if you don't already follow us on IG, Conversations on the Rocks, conversations_on_the_rocks.
With the S?
And yes, with the S.
All right.
And we on YouTube, and you can find out our left. Go look, check out our whole last season on YouTube. Just Google, you know, YouTube, Conversations on the Rocks.
No doubt, no doubt.
But this is one of the funniest people that I know, you know what I mean? And so I felt like it was overdue for us to do something, and I feel like this is just the start. Like, I see us going on tour, doing different dates in different cities, and having live conversations just like this where we hear, but we got an audience, you know what I'm saying, they can weigh in on stuff. We selling tickets and different things like that. We starting out with merch right now.
Okay,
we're trying to get.
Okay.
But one of our biggest things is having small independent businesses and kind of highlighting what they do.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? So a lot of people who I come up with, my friends, like, you know, like, the reason why we're here.
Already, bro.
Like, if I know, like, you trying to do something, it makes sense. Like, let's go over here and do this.
Make this move.
We about to get off this right here and go do a commercial for you know what I mean? So
I'm right behind you.
So, you know what I mean? So that's how it's always, like, you got a business. Let's see how we can highlight it. This is like back in the day, it's a barter system.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You might be the silversmith. I might be the shoemaker.
Exactly.
Your kids might need shoes. You might need some silver for the crib, right?
Free game.
But you know what I mean? Right. But we're gonna barter. And that's how it is. That's how it's supposed to be. You know what I mean?
It absolutely is, especially for us as a people. Like, that's how we're gonna get anywhere, right? Yeah. We have to work together 100%. And lift each other up. Yeah. Absolutely.
Especially if we didn't see like how this last year went and
and
how many businesses shut down, and I'm sure it's gonna be even more businesses trying to open up in 21. Like, now is the time for innovators and creatives, you know what I mean?
I understand. And, so, and I'm glad that you guys took the leap of faith out there during COVID season, during the pandemic. You know, you said, you know, we're still going to work our job. We're blessed to have our job, but we still got to figure out another source of income and how we're going
to
get this thing going. So
that's
why I'm really proud of you guys just taking that step, because so many people are not able to do that for one reason or another. But you guys said, you know what? We're just going to do it. And it's good, man. I like it. Yeah. I appreciate y'all.
Well, I mean, likewise, man. I mean, y'all doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You
trying to get there.
We had just had this conversation, what, like 2 weeks ago?
Right. Maybe three weeks ago, if anything. Right.
So to see where, you know what I'm saying, and see how this came out and every, you know, showing everybody, like, this is how we're supposed to work. You know what I'm saying? Because you know y'all gotta come on the show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know y'all gotta come on the show.
We already, dog. We already, man. Reciprocation.
I have a question for y'all.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, what is your, if there's any one season, episode, whatever, that stands out to you guys, that's most memorable, most fun, whatever.
That's
like, what is one that stands out to you guys?
Yeah, I'm gonna let you answer that one first.
There you go.
You know what? I would probably, because it was a lot of things going on this year. We talked about everything from entanglements to the WAP.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like
WAP. That joke is never going anywhere.
Hey, that's not going nowhere.
Yeah, I don't care what you talk about. Somebody out there capping. I don't know who it is.
All right.
I'm gonna figure it out.
So I feel like you don't quote me. I feel like
WAP
this season.
Whack,
if you go to our page,
whack.
You see the WAP in the title. But that episode, that episode we was going in. Also, the whole situation with Meg Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez in the backseat.
Oh my god.
Like, we went on that for a minute. Yeah. You know what
Shot
I mean?
Her
so
in
I say
foot.
Either one of those two episodes, you're gonna be dying laughing. So.
And Tory, you still gotta explain that shit to me.
I'm just saying I don't know.
Hey, look.
It sounds dicey. That though I like his music.
I do too. I mean, but that ain't got nothing to do with his personality.
I ain't got nothing to do with that neither. I just said I like his music.
That nigga,
right. Exactly.
He's like, Ladies Joe's kind of tough,
yeah,
right? Joe's kind of tough.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell he was doing that night. He had little man syndrome,
man.
You know,
yeah,
so
actually,
no, she got that wop.
She got that wop.
She got upset.
That wop made her go crazy. That's what I said.
It's like the first motherfucker in the club who start to fight because he didn't get the girl number and shit, so you want to fuck up the whole club.
So now he ready to go. Exactly. Y'all ready to go?
If you couldn't get the wop, you would have fucked up the whole shit for everybody else.
Ain't nobody getting this jump. Lip your ass back.
Bullshit.
Lift your ass home now. But you can't stallion over there, can you?
Oh, man. She ain't straight no more.
No. I do not condone violence.
So,
I'm just.
All jokes aside,
that
actually.
Was a sad situation.
That was.
Yeah,
really
that's
was.
Actually, yeah, that's sure. something that, I don't know, for me, I have a little notebook here of ideas and things we want to do going
right.
on forward. Yeah. And that's actually something, the topic that later on I definitely want
to. You got to touch on
about.
It.
Yeah.
You got to touch. There's so many levels to that. Layers.
Oh, my God. The insecurity as well as.
Yeah, everybody was a part in that, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how did that even happen?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How does that even happen?
I don't know, man.
And then the reaction, you know what I mean? People was mad at Meg, and she felt like she had to come out, and people was mad, like...
I think somebody pressured her to say something because she wasn't trying to say nothing, for real.
Probably. Right. And
that's
I respect
what,
her
I
even
feel.
For
right.
on that
That's
tip.
What I'm saying.
She was
that's
trying
to
save
respect.
Him.
Yeah.
She was trying
she
to,
have
but
to
she
save
him.
And
she,
see, that was my thing, too. You tried to say this nigga, he wasn't even saying that, and then all of a sudden, when he did come out, it was,
you gotta let
you
know,
kind of like, real
you,
slick behind
it. You know what? I remember I saw this little piece from a... what's his name? Bunby.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually speaking on that and just talking about just
upset.
In general,
oh, yeah.
just how,
he
yeah, you know, right, very upset.
Yeah.
And then also, too, just talking too about the fact, you know, how black women a lot of times are covering up for black men, right? Because they know the system's going
to
get on them, you know what I'm saying? And
they
trying to protect them and just kind of the dynamic with that. So
she did try to stay quiet. Really.
She did. I respect her for that, though. Like, she, you know, I don't have nothing against Meg. You know,
but how many girls do we know like that in the hood, or that we know just regular, you know, chicks that we know that are going through the same shit, right? They're not speaking on it.
You don't hear from her,
but she wasn't clout chasing behind it.
Nah, she wasn't.
Yeah, right.
She was just trying to sweep it under the rug for real.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
just like,
yeah, like she's like, want to get back to her.
Just roll,
regularize.
Yeah, you go your way. I go my way. We keep it moving. I can dig it.
Yeah,
I can dig it. She should never got shot, but.
That's real.
Right? That's real. That's
shot
real.
In a bikini.
Dog.
What you shooting girls in bikinis for?
She had the strap
at the end of the night.
Because she had that strap, bro.
She had the strap.
She probably had it tucked right there.
She had it on the top. She hit that Powell Stallion jump. She be doing hit that jump behind the ass.
Hey, I see how you're trying to make the reason of why he might have did it, but none of us in here would have did that shit.
I
no,
still
negative,
say
negative.
You know what I'm saying?
She must have been beating his ass.
Something, dog.
She had to.
She had to
like,
stop his ass out.
Because you know he's short. So I'm just thinking like Megan was just that.
It happens.
Like y'all, some of y'all women is strong.
Yo, bro, I'm above 70, yo. Every time you're like, you're not trying to take me to the body.
And some of y'all women can take a hit.
Bruh.
Okay,
bruh.
I mean, watch the UFC. Y'all
yeah.
Y'all in wrestling,
bruh,
man,
bruh,
all
man.
This stuff, man. Some of y'all can take a hit. So Tory was really back there fighting for his life.
Yeah, he's only 5 foot.
And make it
120.
Dude,
that's real.
And the nigga said, bam, 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 bam. Boy,
you.
You.
Man,
I'm telling you.
You a fool, dog.
I
so
got your back.
It was self-defense.
It was self-defense. Because y'all women getting tall and shit.
He said y'all women getting tall.
Man, they get
tall. Like, he started last year and shit.
They been out here, bro. Just your ass with thick ass. Just like, bro. What's your name?
Man, I've been drinking y'all milk this year. God damn, what's going on?
Get quarantine thick.
Bobby is quarantine thick.
Quarantine
thick.
That's real. That's a real thing.
Hey, quarantine, man. Let me tell y'all something, man. For all y'all out there, man, don't get tricked out here, man. For real. Ask that person to pull their mask down so you can see.
Fuck that.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm telling y'all for real, because, you know, me personally, I like to holler at the female ladies. Right. You know what I'm saying? But then I be thinking, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I see the figure, I see the waist, mm-hmm. I see y'all out here selling the little toys. And mm-hmm. So I'm aroused, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
But then it's like, when I holler, I'm like, what the fuck do you look like? Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're getting into, huh?
Because I can't wake up the next morning like, you know, this my baby mama right
oh,
here. So I'm like,
no.
I can't come
no.
on the show. The
you can't go nowhere. you can't go nowhere. Because like, we're going to low-key talk about your shit, for real. Like, nigga, that shit is fucked
like,
up.
Dog, you ain't
that's fucked up on having the lows. You saw that, nigga?
Yeah, I seen it. I seen it.
I feel like he's hurt. Nah, he's, you seen right. his baby mom, bro?
Yeah.
He took one.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's not
and
good.
And I don't want to be that guy.
No, don't be that guy.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
No, I know you don't. I'm just saying, maybe some of your friends is ugly as fuck. I don't know. I'm just saying. Tell them to put their mask down before I start talking. That's all I said. Put your mask down. I don't know. It ain't you, because I seen you, so hey, I know yo. You straight. Like, Natasha straight. Yeah, but what do you look like?
Right, right.
Are you a family member yo. Or something? You know, do y'all go to church together? Like, put your mask down. I need to see this.
Man. Yo, she stepped out looking like Smeagol.
Oh, man. That would be bad.
Yes, it's
I mean,
just
like
him.
Because you can't deny it.
Right.
Now she done walked around talking about, I done had those.
Oh, no. It's rough, man.
You know, it's so funny. All these years, you know, I never understood how nobody could understand or see who Batman really was. Like, he looks just like him. But we understand now, right?
Right.
We got these masks on. We can see, like, okay, mm-hmm. that's how they're able to really, you really
you
can hide your
Batman
identity with that
was
little
a
mask.
Superhero, like, if you're an ugly bitch and you a superhero, we can work something out. Like, you know, my baby can beat your ass right now. My baby will whoop your ass.
You gotta
call her ugly.
Call her. Call her.
Call her.
Wop, wop, wop.
Put up the wop signal.
Wop sign.
He said we could work something out.
Put up the wop signal.
Wop sign. The wop signal.
Wop. Any help? Wop, please. Wop me. I'm saved.
Oh, man.
Oh, y'all ready for that one.
I'll leave alone.
Oh, man.
My bad. We did ready. I digress. We digress.
Hey,
where we at? We vibing.
Oh,
though.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's do some shots.
Man, go ahead and pour up, bro. While y'all pouring up, you know, definitely want to shout out a few of our stations over here, man. No Tomatoes,
yeah,
Monday,
sure.
10 p.m., man. Be so holla at that. Mm-hmm. You got Tuesday, Muji Mumbles with Muji, 12 a.m. That's noon on Tuesdays. Also got Faith on the Field, Rob, Maddie, 12 p.m. We got FBCL Hour with Tracy Clark and Bishop. You know, we got Tuesday, 1 p.m. on the mic with Mike, 7 o'clock on that Tuesday, Fantasy Football. Real talk, man. Holla at them. We also got 10 o'clock, The Ryan Show. Thursday, 7:30, Real Talk Radio. Wednesday, 9 p.m. after us, man. We got Serious Business, Super Poetic. Holla at that. And then, you know, you got Saturday, 7 p.m., This, That, and the Third. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m., Rhythmics Morning Vibe. So we got everybody on tap. We got more people locking in. Definitely appreciate you guys coming through, bringing the vibe, man. Conversation on the rocks. This
already.
Is good, bro.
Oh,
this
man.
Is good,
nothing
man.
But a vibe. Nothing
man.
But a vibe.
Absolutely.
Always a vibe.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Appreciate the invite, man.
Absolutely, man. We're going to have to connect
favor.
Again.
Oh,
can't
definitely.
Wait to hit you guys up. We're going to be on your show, man. Next time, y'all going to pour me a drink. I'm for real. I'm way the fuck over here.
We about to take these shots.
Nah, we ain't going to take no shot, bro, because I feel some type of way. I had to mention it. You had to mention it. We going to have a conversation. No.
We
having a conversation offline. Offline. Offline, bro. I'm going
to
holler at you offline.
Okay, we're going to talk about it.
Talk about it.
Behind the scenes.
Talk about it. Tasha, please. What's your business you got going on?
So, just real quick.
Bosom buddies. Let's talk about it.
So on the real though, if anybody's interested in any of the items I have displayed, and I have lots more to talk about, like I said, I just wanted to keep it light, give a good intro for the first show.
Okay.
Please feel free to reach out to me. I'm on Instagram at tparties, the letter T, parties by
tparties.
Mm-hmm, by PR. That's on Instagram, Facebook, Natasha Woods. And then you can always go to my website, pureromance.com/Natasha Woods.
Fantastic, fantastic. Awesome. Thank you, guys. We want to introduce our next guest. Next week, we have CEO of Silky Smooth Dance Studios, DMV Dance Entertainment and Production, Miss Sandra Mason. She's going to be on topic. She's been doing this for about 13, 14 years now. Very heavy in the DMV.
Mama!
Yeah, man. Listen, man, I'm putting my folks on now. You know how it is.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? She heard me, bro. Like, y'all put me on with the plug. I'm going right back to my mom. Bro, that's my mom. You know that real name, bitch. She been doing her thing, man.
Mama!
I did.
Yo, I'm with it, though.
Can I just want to say one other thing.
Go ahead.
Pressure. Just one thing. I'm really so proud of seeing y'all, especially as a black woman, seeing black men doing good things, positive things.
Thank you.
I really salute y'all all. Specifically you, Pressure. Just, you know, this has really been a heavy lift on you, you know. I know you're probably tired of me telling you this, but I really, from my bottom of my heart, I'm appreciative and grateful for you allowing me to come on this journey with you.
I appreciate it.
So I just wanted to call y'all out and appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, man. This is good, man. This is going to be just a good bit, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate y'all, fam, man. You know.
Hey, we look forward, as speaking from Conversation on the Rock, we look forward to seeing y'all journey.
Right.
Like being a part of it, jumping in the audience. If y'all ever need some members, you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
If ever you want to put some candle wax
on me. Oh, hey, I wasn't gonna say that. I was like, guys, did y'all see that glove though?
Yeah,
did y'all see that glove? I was like,
he was scared first.
No, wait a minute.
Macaroni mix to 3,000 though. 3,000.
Right. I said, didn't even tell me it was this type of show. My mama watching this shit. I'm going to hear about this on Sunday.
Hold it. What is we doing? What's happening right now? Is this already? I don't know.
No, it's straight love.
It's a good conversation.
Man.
Appreciate everything.
Tuning in. And shout out to Rhythmics, too, man. Shout out to JB on the board.
Out you.
Man, shout out to the whole establishment, man. We can't wait to get on. We'll be on soon. So,
if you got a small business you want to do some marketing, please reach out to us. You can reach me at byovibe@gmail.com. If you have any suggestions on topic, please send it over there. You know, we have a call in. I post all the time. I'm on Facebook as well, Alex Mason, or I actually listed it, I think, BYO Vibe as well. So you can follow me on Facebook. Instagram is Your Girl Loves Me. That's right. Your Girl. You are G Loves Me, as is 08. Man, hit me up on Instagram. This is what we're doing, man. We bring the vibe. Appreciate you guys coming through, tuning in. Hit me up, man. And
one last thing, too. In addition to dialing in locally, the 703-951-7003 number that you can dial in. We're looking for the next time for just get a little bit more participation, right? Some audience participation, some questions.
Call in.
But also, too, you can use that number for WhatsApp as well. Because I know we have some international people that are supporters, and we want to definitely get everybody in, right?
Absolutely.
So if it's an international global call for you, exactly, global, exactly right. So you can also use WhatsApp.
We're in Hong Kong. You know we're in Hong Kong right now.
That's pretty awesome. One day I'll get there.
Speak no Hong Kong. Thank you though for tuning in. Hit me. I know you don't understand none of this shit. Hit me. Hong Kong, we go. We good.
And Conversations on the Rocks on YouTube. And just Google, go on IG, Conversations on the Rocks. You'll find us, man.
All right.
Love.
Appreciate y'all, love man. Y'all. Tune in, man.
And check we just brought our own vibe.
Yo, no doubt. No doubt. Next Wednesday, 7 p.m. Hit us up. Bring your own vibe. Hope you love it. Peace.
T-R-O with the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the
pressure.
Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier. You fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the
pressure.
Foot on their neck, man, that's
pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure.
I'm smoking on gas, this shit pressure.
I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork, you know that the schedule. I ride by my lonely cause these niggas tellin'.
Snitch.
And you know that I'm a felon.
I am.
Still walk around with my glizzy. I give a fuck about how niggas feelin'. A nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. I had my test, nigga, trust me. Ben set me down for the questions. I don't know nothing and I kept it steppin'. Nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure.
No.
Holdin' that water, won't spell it.
I will.
When I die, nigga, secrets. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure.
They
ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the
pressure.
Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I
thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier. You vote in the brush. I give me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way, like Usher. My way. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, it's pressure.